Welcome to 2026 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
No nation or group of nations is in any position to be able to secure Greenland other than the United States. We're a great power, much greater than people even understand. I think they found that out 2 weeks ago in Venezuela.
President Donald Trump announced he'd reached a framework for a deal with NATO regarding Greenland and backed away from threats of tariffs on European allies. He has also said the U.S. would not use military force. The White House has announced few framework details, and world leaders say they remain leery. In a World Economic Forum speech, Trump insisted the Danish territory, which he mistakenly called Iceland, is still vital to U.S. national security. Stock markets rose on news of proposed tariffs not going into effect. Polls show U.S. voters oppose taking Greenland by 3-1 or more. The president also brought his 2020 election fraud claims to the international stage, saying, quote, people will soon be prosecuted for what they did. The Department of Justice is seeking to force Fulton County, Georgia, to turn over 2020 election ballots, and about a quarter of Americans have said they feel the election was stolen. But numerous legal cases alleging fraud have failed, and critics say Trump's comments now are another example of him seeking retribution against his opponents. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says the economic upheaval caused by the Trump administration signals a rupture in the, quote, rules-based order.
Great powers have begun using economic integration as weapons. Tariffs as leverage. Financial infrastructure as coercion. Supply chains as vulnerabilities to be exploited.
Carney has responded to the trade conflicts by working to move Canada's economy from being as reliant on the U.S. Ottawa has signed a deal with China to slash import duties on electric vehicles, contradicting Washington's trade stance. This comes as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement comes up for review this year. Trump has often called it a, quote, terrible deal in spite of his signing it during his first term. A new report from the Union-Friendly Economic Policy Institute supports that view, saying the U.S. trade deficit with the two countries reached more than $250 billion in 2025, up from $125 billion in 2020. Report author and economist Adam Hirsch says the agreement needs to be rebalanced, and not in a way some would assume.
It's not about rebalancing it between the U.S. and Canada or the U.S. and Mexico. It's about rebalancing it between the power of big corporations that has been written into these rules and what's good for regular people.
Controversial ICE arrests, often captured on cell phone recordings and sparking responses from concerned neighbors, are now drawing study by social scientists. Republicans who back the operation say community resistance is what's inflaming conflicts and making the situation more dangerous. But Minneapolis sociologist Nicole Badera says research shows the opposite is actually true.
The reality is things like ICE Watch and mutual aid are de-escalation tactics, that they are ways of reducing violence, and that even though they do come with some risk, those risks are minimal in comparison to the risk of doing nothing.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.